Now, we're going to have now a translation of the words. You have heard Tamima and Dvarim and Mirwab Sachim. That draw you have. I'm going to translate the words to explain to you a little bit about Pasha Zohar. The mitzvah Pasha Zohar. We have a Rambam Malachim. Shoftim. I'm going to translate the words. You have more Pesachim? What does it mean? It's funny word. A lot of funny words in the Parsha. Yeah. There are funny words in the Parsha. Wow. How old are you?
20.
So for 7 years we're not Yotze Parsha Zohar. Until tomorrow. Right. You have a sister?
Yeah.
She was Yotze. Right. Deep. First of all, let's see the Rambam. There it came, Malachim. That's what the whole thing is about. Mitzvahs. Second. Menachem Mitzvahs say, La'abed. 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 Zera Molek, but La'abed means Shinema. We'll get to it. Mitzvah say, Lizkor Tomid, Maisav Aroyim, remember his bad actions, Varivosai. What's Arivosai mean? Oirei, what's Oirei?
Ambush.
His ambush. What do you have ambush in the Chumash? What do you have? Kochelim is an ambush. Today, Loirei Vosai. Why Lori Vasa? Why? That's it. Lori Vasa. You have a Sefer Mitzvahs? You have a Sefer Mitzvah of Rambam? Lori Vasa. Kuf Pei Tes. What's it say there? Vangivasai. So some way about Derechon says there. And Targum said the Koman, he hid. He hid about Derechon. Of course, you can't see it. Not just to remember, there's a purpose for it. Dimoy, they hurried up, Laheralano. Mino Ure had a first choice by Mamorium. Why? Lilochim boy, it's a war cry. It's a war cry. The Zareis are all to hate him. Atzma tishkach ha-mitzvah v'lotech lo shinosoi imarech hazman. Say lo'ore li'lochem, li'loch, it's a war cry. Right. So it's a war, it's like a klimul chomor. It's like a weapon, it's like every war, every battle before they go to battle is a war cry. Right, they get the weapons ready, and then there's a war cry. Right, they would tell them in the Second World War about the Nazis and get the people really to hate and to know what they're doing to kill Mr. Nefesh even. It's a war cry. It's a weapon. A girl who wears a weapon. What's she over? I love the rice. I love the give Alisha. So a girl goes to Pasha Zohar. It's over a love the rice. Of a war cry. So a girl, a woman goes to shul every week, then she should walk out and not come to shul because it's a lot of the raisa of a war card. So there's a Rav Roshi, Mordechai Eliyahu, we heard of him. So he says, today, the Chinuch says, Lav B'nei Mochama. Today they go to Tzahal, so they are B'nei Mochama. So the Chayib and Pasha Zohar, they are B'nei Mochama. So I say, my wife fights with me. So she's always B'nei Mochama. Okay. That's his turn over there. It's a war cry. Now, there's something very interesting over here. What does it mean, Timcha Zechama? What does Timcha mean? Ever thought about it? What's the word Timcha?
Eradicate. Eradicate.
Eradicate. Obliterate. Ramas Labe. The more Psochim, Samaches. It speaks over here about the korbanos, how you take out the peresh out of the insides of a seh. Anyway, at the end of the Rashi he says he has a michu, you make michu, he says mem yud. Chesvav Yud. You make Michoi. Achui Machiei. So Rashi says, Rashi, the Kiva of a Chibol. Make holes and you Chavalah. You wound it. It's dead away. It means to make it full of holes and Chibol. Shemoy Timcha Zecher Amalek. What are you supposed to do with Amalek? Are you supposed to kill him? No, not enough. When you have, I was a kid, there was a song about chopping, slicing. I forgot the whole song over there. But you have to slice and chop and make holes in Amalek. You gotta make holes in his body.
They sing the song here.
Give me a chumash. He said, what's a tretzvima? You make holes in his body. Strange thing over here. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? You gotta make holes. In English, what do you call that word?
Mutilate.
Mutilate. Yeah, mutilate. Now, will a blender be good? No, why not? The hakira could be yoytze mechir samolik with a grummer. Is that mechir mechir samolik?
Sing the song.
Or just get rid of him. What would it appear? The Haftarah. What's the Haftarah?
Sure.
By Yishas Seif Shmuel. That's Agag. What does Yishas Seif mean? We'll get to it in a minute. By Yishas Seif. You have a Nach Shmuel. Right? There's a song about that. The trouble is that you have Madr.
They sing it in Yeshiva.
What?
They sing it in Yeshiva from Parsha Zohar.
What's the song?
I don't know.
Slice, chop, right?
They say blender. They say blender for the wives and kids.
They say wives and children in the blender.
No. That's a grammar.
Saki knows a song.
That's a grammar. One second. One minute. Let's see over here. What's going on over here? I want to explain it to you. And there's a very good explanation I saw in that. Open up that Gvor Haggadah from Chaim Kanievsky. A very nice pshat there. Emes Lamitoy. I'll still read it to you. Page Kuftar Tess.
This is Michaelas Esther.
This one, no?
What?
Yeah, it should be it. Kuftar Tess.
Kuftar
Tess. I'll explain to you what's going on over here. I never knew till this year what's going on. Right. 1 minute. Let's see. Here. Asher Kolcho. Yeah, what's going on over here? Here, a bunch of Russians. It says on the Pusik, yeah, Pusik, you have to know what's going on. It says, Vayakwa Yehudim Choloi Vayem Makas Makas Cherev Vehereg Vaabdon. What the whole list over here? Cherev Vehereg Vaabdon. What's going on over here? Cherev Vehereg Vaabdon. What does it mean? Herig v'herig. They killed them. No, they did not kill them. It was herig v'herig v'herig v'abdon. What does it mean? V'hashmid la v'abed. I'll explain to you. Hold on. What's going on over here? Since when is Am Yisrael interested in being mutilators? Okay, you kill them. Matter of fact, that they offer them peace before you do that. And then what do?
Mutilate.
There's another very big kasha. They hung up Haman. Now let's hang a guy. You're allowed to. You did kvura. You're not just kvura on a Jew. There's kvura on a guy, on Banal Chumash. You know that has a shayla. Kapitel Chaf Aleph. Is there a din kvur on a guy? Big enough kvina. A lot of Jews have funeral parlors. And a guy, the modern Orthodox, I would say some liberals, every day they want a cremation. Rahman al-Salam. They want cremation. Jews are on the forefront of it. And now you have a funeral, you gotta do it. For a friar, yes, for a friar Jew, for a guy. No, even a guy not. I don't know, they pass on my side. Why? They didn't kvur us. No hanging up. They hung them up. The mob is the question. I'm gonna tell you what the answer is over here. So this I saw. Time of the Cross, Chaim Knievsky, you know what's the safer? Yeah. No? Time of the Craw? I think that's the safer. It said like this. There's another pasuk by Yasu. I want to translate the pasuk. By Yasu, by Yakla Yehudim, by Holy Vayan, Makas, Cherev, by Hereg, by Abdon. End of the pasuk. V'yasu v'soneihem kirtzainam. In English, Leon, say in English. What is v'yasu? They did v'soneihem kirtzainam. In English, no, v'soneihem kirtzainam.
What they want with their enemies?
Who wanted? That they grow. But Yasa b'Soneihem, they did with the enemies, k'tzainam, what the enemies wanted to do to the Jews. You hear that? But Yasa b'Soneihem, k'tzainam. Now we're getting smart. They did with the goyim what they wanted to do with the Jews. So Chaim Knievsky says, he has over here, Tzoch lo sitam, lo mehirbu yisurim, Dai shi argum, he killed them, enough! Take revenge, we're not people with revenge. And so, but yishasev, what did he do? Also, I said, v'yachosh tefi chorev, v'yachosh tebishalach, the murder of Ochim. They started with Cherev, we copied with Cherev. What's the pshat? So the pshat's like this, by the way. What does Asher Korcha mean? So Rashi has a chumash, Lashon Mikra, like an ambush. Or they happen to meet them. So Va'achel Lashon Keri, with Tumah. Shehoi with Tama Mishkam Zachar. So without Mishkam Zachar, and the pshat is kriyus, cold, the zambatya. So there's another Rashi that says, Vayizanev. What does it mean? What does Vayizanev mean? Funny word, what's Vayizanev mean? So Rashi says, Zona means the Mila. They cut off their Mila, they capture them, and what they do is put copy Milo. What's going on over here? There is a Medrash in Eicha that says that Shmuel cut pieces, gave it to the pigeons to eat of the Agag, and it's a Medrash in Eicha. That's what they did. They cut the Mila. Let me tell you what it means over here. Va'abed. What's va'abed? One of the main issues of Amalek, besides destroying the Jewish people, they tried to. One of the stories of Yiddishkeit is that a Jewish body is kadosh. It's a kli kodesh. It's a kli kodesh. Not just in the neshama. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. The body is a kli kodesh, and everything it does should be done for kedusha. The shulchan of a person is a mizbeach. Every person has a child. A guy asked me once, why do you have a lot of children? I said, where do you daven? Some of the shul. Said, why do you have so many Sifri Torah there? Why do you have so many Sifri Torah? Correct? And every time we have another Sifri Torah, a big, big party. A Jewish family life is Shechina Shira and more. Let's say a woman is giving birth to a 15th child, and the doctor says the kid's going to die. Only one answer. I need to have old earth, 2,000 years old earth that's been watched by a wall. And to get to the earth to save that kid, the 16th child has to knock down the Kolis of Aravi. What's it then?
Knock it down.
What?
Knock it down.
Don't ask for his salvation. He'll knock it down himself. You know? She had 15 children already. For the 16th child, you knock down the curse of my mommy to get that earth. It's only the same for a month. So what? It's Kodesh. And there are a few mitzvahs that show the kedusha of the body. What's the first one, of course?
Mila.
Amalek took the Mila? Yeah! Minavaza. What's another mitzvah that shows the beauty of a person's guf? You see everything in shul. Huh? Tefillin. It's a muchtab tefillin. And the trouble is, all the tefillin with his tefillin on the nose is, that's a real problem. But the muchtab tefillin. That's what it said. Oiti Yisrael be safara. The Rishonim say, what are you supposed to touch? Oiti Yisrael be safara. The body. If you're Sephardi, where's Ava? Two pairs. Right? He has two pairs. Mila, it's filling. What's the two other things? Yomtiv. My Huna Moisa Oro is Taro. Yomtiv. What's Yomtiv? You see the beauty of the Kedusha and the beauty of a body. Dresses. You walk into a Chardal place, covered up with a pair of socks. Right? That's Yomtiv. And Torah is a bad Torah. When you learn, right? Where's the cloth? You're the cloth. The body is the cloth. It says in Mor Shabbos, summoned by a Jew who's dying, he writes his prayer, because Sefer Torah in this rough. The Sefer Torah. You're better than Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah can't make a diuk. Right? You're better than Sefer Torah. There's all these four things. The Mor says, that's what Haman. These four things. Rashi says in Megillah, what Plato knows? Says Zion. I'll call Elu, Goza Haman. That's Amalek. Amalek wants to, among other things, to mutilate. And he did. And Hischo v'cherev. Oh. So now Purim is a chag of Mechias Amalek. The chag of Amuna. What is the big yisod of Amuna? A big proof of Amuna. Mido connected Mido. Mido connected Mido. So how do we show? The Napechu. Yeah. What do they try to do?
Mutilate
us. They zorku, look when they cut off the mila and they put kapi mila. You know that? Mutilation. That's the yasu ayahudim kirtzaino, like they're rotten. That's a chizik for amuna. What they wanted to do, that was their plan, right? And that's, in other words, the chiyas amalek. Moving with the grammar, it's a mindset of Amuna by Yishasev Shmuel, and that's why you have to mutilate him. Watch him, my piece from go mutilate the guy. No, that's not the problem. What do you have to do? Whatever they wanted to do to us, we have to do to them. That's mutilation, and that's Mochei Timcha. It's an interesting thing. That Rashi says in Pesachim, Samaches Samad Aleph, what Timcha mean?
Eradicate.
You make holes, you make and like electric drill, that would be good, I think. Electric drill.
Why that?
What?
My grandma?
Is that grammar?
No, it's
Yad. Is that grammar? No. Oh. But maybe it's grammar over there. Okay, with a hammer. With a hammer. What's the idea of this? That's what Chaim Kanievsky says over here. That whatever they wanted to do to us, see that? They threw the meal as They threw the meal. Here, for your God, here. That's what they did. So they mutilated and they made fun. The Zalzol. Yeah? Here it says, Kol Mashe Rotsa Haman L'Chalil Shem Hashem Mitzvah Aleinu L'Hepech L'Kadish Shem Hashem Ayidei Zeh. That's Mochit Tzat. Mochit Timcha Zecha Amalek. It's not just to win a war. What is it? To show what they wanted to do. Correct. As a matter of fact, the pilot of the who threw the atom bomb on the Japanese in Hiroshima, one of the pilots was a Jew. And he counted as he was going to do it, that I feel of making a mistake, we should be doing this to the Germans, atom bomb, instead of the Japanese. That's what he said. Right. That'll be very meter connected meter. With the furnaces, with the atom bomb as a furnace, would have been mamash meter connected meter. Why Hashem didn't do this? I don't know, I can't say pshat, but it seems to me if they would do that to the Germans, who's gonna pay for all the pipes in Sanhedrin Mochevet? And all the cables. Right? Every pipe. In this country, hear that? Every pipe, every cable is what the Zionists snort from the Germans. Hear that? It's true. Every pipe, everything this is. So that's why the Sarshem said, if I do that to them, I have that bomb on them, who's going to pay for the pipes and the cables? Hear that? But that's a beautiful thing. They made Lahashmid, La'arad, La'abed. What's La'abed mean? You hadn't killed them already. So it's a grub, very important, on the bodies. He said the goyim said they wanted to burn the bodies. Hear that? They wanted, that's Eftariga. Hashmid is Ruchnius. Lavrig is Gashmius. What's Labeg? Crematorium. Furnace. As he said, the Goyim. So what do we do instead? Makas Cherev. Right? Vehereg. Vaabdon. Abdon. Dr. Groh. Gufim. The Gufim. And Chaim says that's a pshat. It's a meter connected meter. So, that's the pshat. That's, you have a Rambam. That's why, by Jew, the body's Kodesh. He drinks, it's all Kodesh. Rambam in Purim. Rambam's manim. I want to dig a Rambam over here. I'm finishing over here. Rambam, it's the right of Yisro Salanta. Listen to the Rambam. I want to dig over here. Perek Beis Megillah. And he says, oh, very interesting deal from Rambam. Here, Ketzad Chayvesud Azu. She Yorichal Basar. She meat, not two-legged meat, beef. Yisakein Sud Noe. Yefiyah Shetimse Yodoy. Okay. Yishoyse Yayin. Ad Sheishtaker. Veirode Mishikus. This Adla Yoda, Chal of Singapore. The Shoysa Yayin. Achi Stacker, Rewarden Bishikus. What would appear from this Rambam? It's a filter sauce cilantro. What kind of business is this? You have to get drunk? He said, pshat's different. A very good pshat. He says, you have to drink the whole day straight. Gallon after gallon. You know that? That's a chiyuv. The whole day straight. He drinks wine. Actually, what happens then? He fell asleep. He's not around any. Not the pshat, that's his chiyuv to get drunk. He's more than drunk. Your chiyuv is drink and drink till you drown. You hear that? It's all kodesh. Archie, Stocky fell asleep. He fell asleep. What? So it's a p'tur. It's a p'tur. Not a chiyuv. Again, this is a lotion. The shoyse yayin. He drinks wine. Even after. Then he fell asleep. Archie, Stocky, he fell asleep. He
wakes up.
We'll drink again. Right? That's a good point. Keep on drinking, you know that? The whole day. Now he's an anus. You have to torture him, no? You know that? Because that is by a yid. It's kodesh kadoshim. Right. Right. By a yid. They say that when the Baal Shem Tov died, he went on the Shemayim, so they divided his body, his holy body, they divided his body. Zuzvitz took the stomach. Right. Modric took
the voice cords.
Chabad claims they took the brain. Go bring them up. Okay.
Ready.